Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. David Baker, welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. We're glad you're here. I'm going to skip some of the prelims. Going to get right into our points that we do. You've been around long enough, if you've heard this, to know that. So, first we have something to teach you. All right, did you know Winston Churchill was hit by a car and nearly killed during New York City visit? What about an all-American welcome? A lecture tour in the U.S., December 1931. Winston Churchill was struck by a car while crossing Fifth Avenue and nearly killed. So that's a big deal. In 31, way before the war. All right, a joke. Here you go. The elderly pastor was searching his closet for a tie before church one Sunday. In the back of the closet, he found a small box containing 3 eggs and 100 $1 bills. He called his wife into the closet to ask her about the box and the contents. Embarrassed, she admitted having hidden the box for their entire 25 years of marriage. Disappointed and hurt, the pastor asked her why. The wife replied that she didn't want to hurt his feelings. He asked her how the box could have hurt his feelings. She said, well, every time during their marriage when you delivered a poor sermon, she would place an egg in the box. The pastor felt that 3 poor sermons in 25 years was certainly nothing to feel bad about. So he asked her what the $100 was for. She replied, well, each time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to the neighbor for $1. So anyway, bad sermon. All right, things I love. Hey, we live in America. We get to choose the people that represent us. Do you know how many people in the world have no choice at all? Boy, we take it for granted, but things I love, the opportunity we have to choose our elected officials. That is pretty amazing. All right, things I hate, the election process. Boy, nothing is perfect. And you'll hear in the podcast today, we'll talk about that. But boy, the process, glad we can choose our elected officials, but boy, the process to that sometimes can be a problem. All right, haven't said this in a couple of weeks. Remember, not everything you read on the internet is true. Abraham Lincoln. All right. It's always fun to give that to people the first time and they just look and think. And when it hits them, like, he couldn't have said, oh, okay, I got it. Helen Keller said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. A daring adventure. Hey, live life with a daring adventure. Definitely done that and doing that. So, and then Bible trivia, the last one before we go on. Last week was, who was the first apostle to follow Jesus? Andrew, okay? Andrew. And how many people did Jesus feed? Oh, so this is the one for this week. How many people did Jesus feed? Real simple one, but make sure there's 2 stories. Make sure you get the right one. How many people did Jesus feed with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes? With the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Okay. So that's your Bible trivia. Real simple one. If you got a question, ask pastorbaker@gmail.com. All right. So this one I titled the story. How come? Because, boys and girls, I have a story to tell you. Okay. And part of it has to do with the new book and all the things that are going on and what I'm teaching normally on Wednesday. So this is jump to the start. Last week when I started teaching on it, I was just teaching on it. And if you remember, told some about it, how I got started. Back in November, they asked me to speak at a political veterans dinner. And me being a veteran, sure, would love to. The lady said, whatever you want to speak on is fine, but what about speaking on Christians being involved in politics? Like, oh, I would love to. So I spoke on that. It went really well. A lot of really good things were said afterwards. And immediately after that night, and every week since then, people have been asking me to run for office. I won't go through those stories too much time, but run for this, run for this, run for this. No, no, no. I'm a preacher, not a politician. I'm a preacher, not a politician. That's what I've said the whole time. Sometimes I just laughed at them for things that they said. Like, yeah, right. No way. In January, a lady named Sheila Butt, who is our, who was our state representative, okay, to the state house, she called and said, David, would you please consider running for county mayor? And I said, no, I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher. She said, our mayor is going to be running for 5th District, and we need someone good in that office. I think you would do a great job. Your people skills, your detail, your organization, what you've done. We need someone who's going to stand for liberty and stand for freedom, and I know you would. And so I said, no, I'm a preacher, not a politician. And then she said this statement. You ready? Would you pray about it? Oh, don't give me that. What are the answers to would you pray about it? No, I'm not going to pray about it. Could you do that? Sorry, that's not the right answer. You have to say, well, yes, okay, I'll pray about it. So there's that deep abiding prayer you get into. And then there is that perfunctory prayer that you're just going through the motions because you said you would pray. You ever done one of those? Okay, Lord bless the food. Amen. And so I prayed one of the perfunctory prayers where it was just, okay, God, do you want me to run for a county mayor? Of course, the answer is no, but I got to ask. And so I did. And as soon as I asked, it was like on the inside, ooh, that was weird. Ooh, that didn't feel right. Ooh, wasn't expecting that. And so I shoved it away. I said, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to do that. Every week from then till now, somebody has asked me to run for county mayor. After a while, I said, okay, I have got to, God, is that, all right, God, if you want me to do it, then what I did was made a list. God, if you want me to do it, then this, and this need to happen. And they were a big thing. They were not going to happen. And on Monday, they all completed. They happened. Now what? And won't go into the story of what all the things were, but they were big things. I mean, things that I just knew were not going to happen, and they did. So I called my wife, said, hey, honey, here's what's going on. You understand my wife. I have a great wife. She, wonderful wife, wonderful mom, wonderful grandmother, great pastor's wife. But she is not the political extrovert, smile wave, shaking hands, all that. She's not that. So if I ever did anything in that realm, then it would be with her kicking and screaming. And when I told her about it, she said, well, I'm a yes. I won't do it as loud in here, but I said, what? I mean, just real loud. Like, no, you're my scapegoat. You're the one that when I don't do it, I tell everybody, well, my wife and I prayed about it and she doesn't feel comfortable about it, so I can't do it. That lets me off the hook and everyone can understand as a wife not wanting that. And she said, honey, I'm a yes. She said, I know you would help a lot of people and I know you'd do a good job. Great. Thank you. I thought you loved me. Okay. That was my answer. So I went to see my mom and dad. My dad's 84, my mom's 82. Called them, drove out to see them, told them. My dad said, son, I know you do a good job, but I can't to see you go through all that, oh, that'd be horrible. The fight, the battle. He said, there are people who would not let a Baptist preacher be county mayor. And so I said, I understand. I said, well, one person really connected is the lady that asked me to run a few months ago. I'll call her. She can help with some of that because some of the groups that would be against me, she's really close to. And so so I called her on the way in. She was my third phone call. When I called, she said, and I'm telling her what's going on, what I'm doing. She goes, oh, you didn't hear? I'm running. I'm like, what? She said, yeah, I'm running for county mayor. I'm like, oh, what a turmoil. Like, well, okay. Okay, good. I guess I don't have to run then. That's awesome. And so I was going to leave it at that. You get off the phone, it's like God says, no, I just because someone you want to run doesn't mean someone you like doesn't run doesn't mean I don't want you to. And so I called her. I had to tell her, look, I'm still praying about it. I don't know. But anyway, so God confirmed it that, yes, this is it. This is what I want you to do. And so On Monday, I talked to my wife and parents. On Tuesday, I talked to my kids. We had a Zoom meeting with all the kids. Some are in college, some are on vacation. Then on Wednesday, I talked to our church, and my kids were just thrilled, excited about it. They think it's going to be fun. The church, they were thrilled. They're excited about it. I'm still going to pastor. I'm not giving that up. Church people are great and low maintenance. It doesn't take a lot of time for them. And our building is full right now, and I can't do a lot with that. So Thursday, I filed my papers to run and within the newspaper and working on a website and putting all that together. And so that's what I'm doing. Interesting on the book. We'll go through it every Wednesday. We're going to go through the teachings of that, why Christians or how Christians can save America and why Christians should be involved in politics. And so we're going to go through that. And in that, when I got to the point, I said, okay, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. We need good men to be willing to get involved. So what do you do? Vote. Number two, talk to people. Number three, run for office. Run for office. Number four, what else do you want? What else does God want you to do? Or give. Give, and then what else does God want you to do? And God wanted me to write this book. And so anyway, things like that. Ask God, God, is there anything else you want me to do? After I got into writing the book, it took my wife a while to proof it. I love to write, but her English is way better. We'll just put it that way. So it takes her a while to fix everything. And so I said, God, is there anything else? He goes, yeah, take everything you learned on marketing and put it into a plan to help people get elected. Okay, I can do that. So I did that. I sent it out to some people, and I went to one county and taught their officials how to use the social media marketing to get elected. Then I did the same thing for our county and taught about 28 people how to do that. And so then after that, is there anything else God wants? Yeah, I want you to run. No, you don't want me to run. Yeah, I want you to run. No, you don't want me to run. God says, I do. And so I am. And tell you one more little part of it. About 3 weeks ago, I was in Georgia at a pastor's fellowship, and I got a text from somebody on my list asking me if I would consider running for county mayor, and or have I ever considered it. And so I said, no, I don't want to. Would you pray about it again? Okay, I'll pray about it. So that night, I talked to an older preacher who had been around for a long time, said, have you ever heard of a pastor being a pastor and being the mayor? He goes, yeah, I've heard of people doing that, and I've heard it work well. Okay. So then I prayed and went to the altar that night at the service and said, God, I surrender. If you want me to do this, just make it clear. Show me. God, if you want me on a mission field in Nigeria, you know I'll go. Just make it clear. As long as I know it's what you want, I'll do it. And so the next morning I woke up in the morning and it was boom, just as clear as a bell. One of the reasons I want you to run is I want you to start those protectors clubs in all the schools. The Protectors Club is an anti-bullying, anti-school shooting program. You can go to theprotectorsclub.com and read about it. And as a pastor, I've got some influence to help get it into the school. As the county mayor, I would have a lot of influence to help get it into the school. And bullying is so big. I've talked to so many people that talk about the bullying is so bad. I know people that have pulled their kids out of the school because of bullying. I had a lady text me just the other day. So would you ask your wife if she could homeschool our daughter? She is bullied so bad, she can't even eat. It's just horrible. When I mentioned it to the mayor that's currently running, he is running for the 5th District. And when I mentioned to him about it, he pulled up an email and said, yep, problem, school bullying. It's horrible. And so anyway, that was one of the things that God said, yes, that's what I want you to do. So reluctant, but all in and going forward. And I'm excited about what we're going to get to do and how we're going to get to help people. We're just putting the website together. It has a basic form. Lots of things need to be fixed. So if you go there today, just realize we got a lot more to put and add to it, but we're working on it. So there's enough there. There's one video, and you can see some things that we're doing and laying some things out. There'll be a lot in days to come. And so we'd love to have you be a part of that. So when you go there, it is DavidBakerForMayor.com. DavidBakerForMayor.com, which that was one of the things that came up when about a month ago, when I'm still feeling God wants me to do this and I don't want to do it. One of the things I said, okay, God, if you want me to do it, then DavidBakerForMayor.com has to be available, not .org, not .net, not .us or .zip, whatever. God, that has to be available. And I know I probably shouldn't do that with God, but it was just like, God, show me. If you want me to do it, make that available. And you got to understand the name David Baker. There are a lot of David Bakers, a lot of David Bakers. Go online and look up Group David Baker. There are groups of David Bakers with thousands of people in, and you have to be named David Baker to join. And so I went to our local Electronic Express, was buying something, and they said, what's your name? David Baker, da da da. There are 13 of them. Which, what's your address? 13 in our local electronics store. 13. And so, there's a lot. And so I just knew that one of the David Bakers somewhere was mayor and already bought David Baker for mayor. You just knew that. And so I went to GoDaddy to look, and DavidBakerForMayor.com was available. Okay, that doesn't mean anything, God. That does. I literally put out the fleas, God answered it, and then I said, no, that doesn't mean anything. Do over. And so, you know, to apologize to the Lord for not, being super willing right up front. But something as big as this, you want to make sure is what God wants you to do. Would you advise anyone else to do it? No, I would advise me to do it. I still keep trying to see if there's an out. But I don't see it. I think this is what God's plan is. So number one, would you pray for us? Okay, would you pray for us? As soon as I even stuck my head up, like I may be running, I had to go to the election official office and pull a permit and get signatures. And if you're on video, here they are, signatures for running. And so I had to go get that, and then I had to go talk to people. So once I got the application, then it buzz went around. David Baker pulled the permit to run for county mayor. And so I started getting all of these not so nice texts and calls from people telling me not to. Just because of some person running, then they don't want me to. I'm sorry, it's out of my hand. God wants me to do it. I don't have a choice. It's done. And so they are still trying to get me to. The deadline to get out, I think, is Thursday. So the pressure is worse to be able to have that. So anyway, so number one, please pray. Number two, okay? In my book, I put it there. I have given to political people that were running because I believed in them and I felt like they could make a difference. And I promise you, if I am county mayor, we will make a difference. We'll make sure the best of our ability that the county runs right. But the biggest thing, especially for you, because a lot of people listen are not in our county, that there will be fruit that abounds to your account. There will be souls that are saved and people that are helped because of it. That Protectors Club, I really believe it will be in almost every school in the country, and that there will be hundreds and thousands of people saved from it. So go to theprotectorsclub.com, and you think about putting a Christian club in a school ran by the football team to help protect it from bullies. And there's a whole lot to it. I've written a whole movie to it. If you want executive summary, okay, email me, askpastorbaker@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to send you the executive summary. It's got some videos in it you need to see. It's pretty amazing to talk about. So number one, pray. Number two, if you would, give. DavidBakerForMayor.com. I hate asking people to give anything. That's one reason I almost didn't become a preacher, because I grew up hearing people talk about that money grabbing preacher, and I did not want to be called that. I work for a living. I work hard for a living. I grew up on a farm. You name the work, I've done the work, from military and on, and I don't want people saying that. But just the signs, they said, I'll go through 1,000 signs quickly. The cheapest sign I could find, $4 with the metal hanger on it. Okay, $4. So if you order 1,000, so that's $4,000 just for yard signs. And if people want to support you and you don't have a yard sign, then they're mad. We want a yard sign. We want to let people know we're voting for you. You got to have them. And so, that's just one expense. It's a lot. So if you want to help us, than David Baker Ferrer. And let me warn you, okay, I know some of you want to do way more than this, but you can only give $2,900 per person, okay? So now you and your wife could each give $2,900, but you can't give more than that, okay? So don't like give me $5,000 or $10,000, you'll get you and me in trouble, okay? How many are laughing right now going, yeah, right, like I'm going to do that, like I have that. Anyway, of course I'm joking, but if you didn't want to help, say, hey, I'll buy you two signs, I would appreciate buying two signs. If you want to do something like that, it's the link on there. PayPal, you can use a debit card or PayPal or a credit card or anything like that that you want. And so we'd appreciate that. And again, it will be fruit that will abound to your account. So that's what we've got. And I would love to have your support and encouragement. By the way, if there are people that... especially local that want to really help out, there's a committee to elect David Baker mayor. It is a private Facebook group and invisible. So you'll have to message me and I can add you to that. And that's where we'll talk about the things that need to be done and how we can volunteer and help. And the first point, number one, is pray. Okay. I need everyone praying because I preach on Sunday night. There's a great and effectual door open unto me. Yeah. And there are many adversaries. And that's the way I feel. Boy, there's an open door. Unbelievable what we can do. But there are many adversaries. And so we need your prayers. All right, if you've got a question, something I can help you with, askpastorbaker@gmail.com. Or if it's in the official capacity of running for mayor, davidbakerformayor@gmail.com. By the way, when I found the GoDaddy that was available, I thought, okay, there's no way Gmail is going to be. I've gone through sometimes 7 or 8 different things trying to get a Gmail address that wasn't already taken. I don't know how many Gmail addresses are out there, but man. And so I was like, okay, I got the .com for David Baker for mayor. What about Gmail? davidbakerformayor@gmail.com. It's available. Both of them were, okay? And I think those are little miracles that God said, I'm saving them for you. I've got a purpose. I've got a plan. And this is what I want you to do. All right. Well, we will talk to you next time. And hey, get wisdom. Hey, Pastor Baker, how much are you praying for wisdom now? Honestly, 10 times more than I ever did before. I pray for wisdom a lot. I'm praying for wisdom all the time because I'm going into a realm that is not my background. I've done business. I've done finance. I've done budgets. I've done people, organization, departments. I've done all those kinds of things, but politic, no, I've not done that. So it's new, but a lot of it fits with the marketing that we already know and do. And so we look forward to using it and doing it well. So thanks for taking the time to be a part. And if you can help, I would sure appreciate it. All right. God bless you. Thank you. Hey, oh, wait. Don't leave. Be kind to everyone because everyone's having a tough time. Okay. All right. And get wisdom. Get wisdom for your life. It is the principal thing. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.